Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 229 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. This one is a great one. It's with Sawyer Lewis from Leroy and Lewis. I wanted to catch up with her because as soon as the pandemic was breaking out, I noticed that Leroy and Lewis was on their toes, switching and changing and doing things and trying to figure out the best way to deal with things and to get food to customers and to stay in business as things were progressing and changing so much. So I wanted to kind of get her take on what was going on, and she goes into depth and it's really, really interesting. It's interesting to hear about her emotional state as soon as the pandemic broke out. It's similar to, I'm sure, a lot of people's emotional state, but also the fact that they have this business and they have a great catering side of their business, which essentially is nil now because of the pandemic. And that led them to try to think of some other creative ideas, and Evan came up with doing a Patreon page. And if you don't know what Patreon is, I'll put a link to their Patreon page below. You pay a certain amount per month. There's just $30 a month, and you get original video content as well as other content. But it's original to them, and with Leroy and Lewis, nothing is normal, nothing is regular, and the content is insane. It's amazing. It's a lot of the recipes, a lot of stuff that they were doing at their new school university class in February, and again in their new school university classes in August. They've had two so far in August, pared down, not as many people because of the pandemic, and this was recorded prior to those. So she talks about them coming up. There'll be more coming up, but those have already passed. So we talk about their Patreon page. You definitely should sign up for that. She says how that helps out, and actually that amount of money that they're getting from that pays for an employee. So that's huge. That's really huge. Talk about the fact that they're doing online ordering now. They never did that before. You can order brisket ahead of time and then go pick it up, or have them bring it curbside to you, whatever's more comfortable for you. They essentially want to help people out and do whatever they can to get their food into your hands. They also have all their sauces online now. They have a ton of merch. They have gift cards. So I'll put links to all that, but that's stuff that she talks about to help support barbecue joints. You should do that. Help them out as much as you can, because this is a long haul. This isn't something that's obviously just going to go away. There's this whole new world is multifaceted, and you have to be on your toes. They talk about, we also get into the fact that I wanted to discuss the vegetarian and vegan type options that they have. They do smoked beets. They do smoked cauliflower. They're calling them cauliflower burnt ends. She goes into the description of those. That's amazing. She talks about the beef sheiks. She talks about the akaushi brisket that they have on occasion that sells out like crazy. But she said also too, she gave a tip that you should explore other options on the menus of barbecue joints, because a lot of those things take a long time of research and development, and if you're not browsing around the menu, chances are you're not going to see that item anymore, because it won't, if it doesn't sell, barbecue joints and other restaurants will not keep items like that on their menu. And then lastly, as I kind of mentioned in this intro, we talk about the new school university. So she gets really deeply into that and why they wanted to do that. Chock full of a lot of stuff. There's not a YouTube version of this. Her Wi-Fi was kind of weird and the audio worked, but the video portion was kind of staticky. So I decided to make this an exclusive podcast only version. So I hope you guys enjoy it. The Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is brought to you by Tree Oak Distilling. They're available at treatyoakdistilling.com or at their location in Dripping Springs. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. With news, original content, crazy lists, lots of lists that I think will be good tools for you, links to all the podcasts and YouTube stuff. They have a new website coming out in September, so check back for that. I think that will be awesome, and you'll really, really get a lot out of that one. And if you're digging this, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out on any of the podcasts. I do have a YouTube version of most of these, not this one, but most of them, at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. But at the end, stay safe. Support local, support your local barbecue joint. Let's keep them all surviving. Take care. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry for the back and forth.
So how are you guys doing? How's the team? I'm posting tomorrow or Saturday, my interview with Brad. So that'll be another.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, he's doing really well. He's definitely kind of taking this time to kind of regroup and figure out, I think, his direction. You know, I think all of his YouTube videos have been really well received, so he's been doing great. I mean, Evan's good. Evan's super busy. Obviously, he is taking on a lot. You know, Evan is very passionate about making sure that we see kind of past the limitations that are in front of us, and is creative in the way that, you know, he came up with this podcast and his you know, he's really the driving force on the Patreon. So it's been great. Me?
Yeah, how about you? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been at the truck a lot. I would say that my daily life in our business has changed probably the most. Brad obviously was doing a lot of our catering and stuff too. So that's been the biggest piece of the puzzle that has changed is when, you know, we're in full swing and things are going really nicely, especially in the spring and the fall. We do a lot of catering. Most of our business, you know, most of like the lucrative business comes from that. So that's definitely been a challenge to overcome not having those opportunities. And I'm just really spending a lot of time trying to buckle down and save some money and honestly just be really present at the truck. So it's been quite the ordeal, but we are hanging in there and we're trying to stay positive, just like many people. I think that it's tough, right? Because we weren't forced to shut down like a lot of businesses. We're grateful and in a much better spot than a lot of our, you know, colleagues. So it's hard to not be grateful for that, right?
Yeah. So people might not understand. Is catering completely gone? Or do you have little bits? Like,
not really. I mean, most of our catering was either corporate catering or weddings, or, you know, we did a lot of like event, like Austin obviously is such an event oriented town that we did a lot of like musical festivals. We did a lot of festivals. We did a lot of like, I would say music industry oriented or, you know, tech oriented or these other like bringing large groups of people together. And obviously that's not happening. So it's been interesting.
Because Austin, as much as like a Vegas or Chicago or anywhere else is a convention city, Austin brings in conventions and festivals and like South by Southwest. Yeah. When that was canceled, I think a lot of people went, holy, this is crazy.
Oh man, this is the real deal. Yeah, I mean, that was crazy for us because I had spent probably going into the lockdown, I had spent probably 8 weeks prior to that, like nonstop, super focused. You know, that's our busiest time, and this was going to be our busiest season yet. So I'd really put my heart and soul in me because I'd had some, like, really exciting projects lined up. So, you know, we were doing the potluck for Willie Nelson's Luck Reunion and some other really cool things that I'd been looking forward to in my career. So it was definitely it was overwhelming to even conceptualize that, you know, a lot of those things wouldn't be happening. Mm-hmm. And I think that it was almost hard to, I didn't think that, Evan came to me and he's like, what are we going to do? And I was like, I can't even have this conversation with you because I am like struggling to process that this is reality, right? Like this can't be real. And not that the virus wasn't real, but like, oh my gosh, this magnitude is going to affect our economy in such a huge way. So it took me, I would say it took me like a solid week to be able to even have those conversations about what our business would look like if that was the case, you know. So, but we worked through that, and then, you know, that was reality pretty quickly after that. So we moved to the parking lot and we created a drive-through. So the place that our truck is parked at, Cosmic Coffee and Beer, they were forced to shut down, and the other food trucks that we're in the same little area at Cosmic shut down. They have other locations, so they operated out of those. And so we moved to the parking lot and ran a to-go operation, which included for the first time, you know, we implemented online ordering, and we did some we bottled sauce and we did call ahead orders, and wow, it was really dynamic.
And you had grocery items too, right?
Yeah. I mean, we kind of realized that wasn't necessarily our market, and there were some people out there doing that a little bit better than we were. But we did a lot of like, you know, we definitely saw some wonderful supporters come through and buy, you know, meat in larger quantities to take home and eat throughout the week. So
it was interesting. I don't know if I was paying a little more attention than most people, but I was watching how you guys, your brain was shifting almost every few days. It's kind of you changing the game plan. Yeah, it was amazing.
You have to. I mean, and that's also another thing that I think is really interesting when like shifting our perspective. I think for a while, everyone could just see like the end of the lockdown, and like obviously the uncertainty has always been there, but I think now we can finally understand that like this is a long game.
Yes.
At this point, you know, it wasn't just like get through the shutdown and get the PPP, but it's adapting to make sure that a lot of businesses can get to the next level and like get through the year, which a lot of here bars will not make it. And that's really sad to see.
It's really sad. And there's been a lot that I've already shut down.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know,
classic places.
Yeah, beautiful, wonderful, you know, places that, you know, I sometimes on Facebook I'll rant about supporting local business because I think that a lot of people that are in their own homes and have the means to go out and support places really should, because, you know, you're really voting with your dollars on who you want to stay open. And it's, you know, some of these places obviously are shut down and they don't have the opportunity to do that. But if you can, more than ever today, like today, it's even as just as important as it was in March, right?
Because this is the next hump you have to get over.
Yeah, I mean, this is the real deal. This is, you know, we're not getting any sort of like government aid at this point. I know a lot of other small businesses are in the same boat, and we didn't get the EIDL loan because I think we were doing maybe too well. We're kind of in that weird spot. We're not forced to being shut down, but like we're still struggling. So it's an interesting time.
Yeah. And that's why I tell people gift cards. And I've been buying gift cards for people out of state just to give as a gift. And then if they lose it or whatever, because I can't help these places unless you're not my local barbecue spot, but I don't want you going away. And I've wanted to, I've been planning on visiting you for so long. I want to make sure you're there. And then, you know, I care about you guys. It's a really weird time. It's scary.
It is a really weird time. Well, that's also a great recommendation. You know, buy merch, buy gift cards. Those things go a long way. Those are important for the future. And, you know, every little bit of thoughtful spending that you can do. Once again, also like instead of going to buy Taco Bell, you know, support your local taco joint.
Good idea.
You know, instead of, you know, buying the giant corporate barbecue sauce when you're shopping at the store, right? Try to buy something from like your local guys. So
that's insane advice. That's perfect advice. And then with Patreon, how did you guys come up with that? How did that you said that was Evan?
Oh, that's it was actually really funny. Evan came in, he was like, I have this idea. I want to do something online. We just come off the last class. You know, it's really interesting. The last time we were really with a lot of people was the last New School Barbecue University session, which was in February. And it was very successful. It was really fun. There's a lot of camaraderie. You know, we got a lot of really positive feedback and it was really fun for us too. So I think he had that education mindset going into, you know, the month of March, and he really approached us and was excited with this idea of putting some of our informative content online. And, you know, at that time I was obviously just struggling to conceptualize reality, but I trust that he has a good vision. You know, that's Evan's strong suit, is his vision. They've done a really, really good job and I'm super proud of them. You know, Brad and Evan have put a lot of time and energy into not only recording educational content, but also editing and really kind of strategizing about what they want to put online. I'm super grateful for that. That's also been really great. That income has been super grateful. Like that $30 a month for us is like, that keeps a really important member of our staff on our team.
And it's important. I'll try to put a link on the screen, but I'll put a link below. And I have a half written article about your Patreon, because I think it's so beautiful. It's really, really well done. It's really creative. And what you guys are doing is so different than other barbecue joints across the country. So the videos are exclusive to Patreon, but they're also exclusive to anyone, because they're very unique. And so I think that's something that $30 a month, I've been on board since the beginning, and I've never not wanted to click that email link when the Patreon comes. It's really good quality stuff. So I think that people don't realize, like if 1,000, 2,000, if a bunch of people sign up for that, that could help you guys make it through this. And if other people use that as a model, there might be a couple barbecue places or restaurants.
Yeah. And then like in the beginning, I think when you're kind of down and out, it's hard to imagine that we can create something of a magnitude that will actually affect us. You know, in this business, the margins are so slim that we almost get to a place where it's like, yeah, we'll try it, and like maybe it'll work. And we try 20 things, and
true,
four of them are actually lucrative, right? We lost money on best, but there's a couple things that are, you know, really great, and I'm pleasantly surprised that Patreon has done as well as it.
Yeah, and it's funny because like as like doing a YouTube channel and doing things, people, they, I think I've like, it's always said like a little button, like do a Patreon, but Patreon is for something like, for me, I'm doing these interviews, but it's more, I put them online. It doesn't, it's for people that are putting out exclusive content and,
yeah,
and really rich things and visual stuff that, you know, these,
yeah,
are, this is like an online course almost.
Exactly. And I think it's great because it doesn't necessarily like give you the recipes. It's not like going to be like, you know, your grandma, you know, or like Rachel Ray on
yeah,
TV,
no, not at all,
giving you like, this is how much is in this. And, you know, you specifically have to cook this for 23 minutes and then take it out. No, it's more, I think, like teaching techniques, and also they're really sharing a part of their personality, mm-hmm, and like their vision and how they do things, which sometimes is very precise and sometimes is more, they cook by gut, like, you know, with their intuition. So definitely an interesting platform to, mm-hmm, like put content out. And I think that they're doing a really good job of it. And also, you know, Rod's really funny. Evan's obviously very knowledgeable, and them, yeah, together, they kind of, you know, play off each other, and it's entertaining content too.
It is entertaining. And it's also good because it gives people a chance to, when they eventually can visit, they kind of know these people more. And like,
yeah, it's funny, man. It's also crazy because another shift that we talk about a lot is right now, it's also a struggle because we are used to kind of having some immediate gratification in what we do, right? We're used to going to events and getting to talk with people and hang out with people that appreciate the food. And at least when we were in the parking lot, it was really rough. And now it's a little bit better because we have people that are able to come and visit and eat at Cosmic. But, you know, we're not having that like immediate gratification. We're not having that emotional dialogue, right? And a lot of that has moved to online. So it's interesting. Brad's like, man, I'm becoming a hermit. Like, I'd go from the commissary to my house, to my garage, you know? And I think there's a lot of people right now that are really missing out on that genuine human,
mm-hmm, oh yeah,
creation. So I can't wait. I can't wait till when we can go back out in public and we can gather and, you know, be around people again and, you know, in a bigger way. Because I look forward to really seeing some people that I know that are following and are going to, you know, create a relationship with these guys. And I look forward to seeing how that, on the other side, oh, yeah, how it all plays out. Yeah.
I keep imagining that emotional release, like how that will feel when you can go to places and see people and hug them or shake hands. Like, it's going to be like, I'd always wondered what this would be like with a weird pandemic or something. I never thought it would be like this, but
I didn't even think it would be possible. It didn't even come, like, I live in my own, maybe my own like work head bubble, but like, I don't know.
I think I will. I also like, I write and I love movies and I think I've seen stuff yeah, that, but I like, it always felt like so fictitious, like that there's no way like something like this. And
exactly.
Yeah. And especially how like it just feels like, because people do, like, because it is invisible and it's like not everyone knows someone that, like, I know a lot of people because I'm in LA that have had it or whatever, but
yeah,
it seems, it's easy for people to think it's fake or to think it's like, it's,
yeah, I think that's in Austin, it's interesting because I think, you know, we're a pretty liberal community,
yeah,
and we're, I think it's a lot of young families, so a lot of my friends are staying at home. A lot of my friends in my, like, I would say age group have little kids, so they've been pretty committed to isolating. And I have had like some friends that have gotten sick, but at the same time, like, Texas is such a rural, like,
oh,
rural,
yeah,
and urban is so interesting, like the experience between both. Like, I come from a rural community, and when this first started, you know, my family would be like, if they're acting like nothing's happening, like nothing, it doesn't feel any different. And I'm here, I'm like, well, it's interesting because Austin, the streets of Austin feel like the streets of San Angelo on a normal day now, right? It's like,
yeah,
no one's out, it's very quiet, very calm. I think everyone's having to take it a little bit more seriously now because the rural communities are being affected by it too.
Yeah, well, even in, like, I'm in LA and I yesterday, a couple days ago, went to Home Depot and everyone was masked up, and it was the first time that I felt like, okay, Now it feels really, really, really. Some people do like the mask below the nose, they go to like the chin and
Yeah. Yeah,
random
some
thing,
people
but it's.
don't know. Well, even in the beginning for me, I was wearing, we were on the truck, and that's before we were mandated to wear masks, and we were wearing masks, but we were walking, we were like running inside and outside, and it was raining for a period of time and really hot and sunny. So I would wear a bandana, and like when I was in the truck, I would wear it, and then when I was out of the truck, I would pull it down. Like finding, I think now that we know the importance of the mask, it's easy to commit to the mask and know that like that's really the reason that we're really lucky. I mean, we have not stopped a single day. I've been on the truck almost every day,
Amazing.
seeing people every day. But I've been wearing a mask, and we require our guests to wear a mask or stay in their car. And it's been, so far so good. So we try to make sure we're safe. But yeah, those little masks, they go a long way.
Did you know before this that I didn't know this that like the medical masks did you that has
Yeah.
blue on one side and white? I didn't know that you're supposed to have the blue on the outside like at the very beginning. I just that's something stupid that I learned during this. I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I think Evan's mom brought like a giant like package of medical masks, and we all for a while were wearing the medical masks, and now we've kind of tried to get a little bit more stylish or kind of find our
same with me.
comfort
Same with me. I
with.
wonder. We're all
Yeah.
like the
Yeah,
same.
we actually put out some masks that are a little bit like the design is a little bit unique in the fact that it like comes across your face and ties in the back, so it doesn't really like go around your ears. And I think they just made them and gave them to like local like or essential food businesses. So I tried to buy some more of them, and they're not selling them. But I really like that pattern, so I made some other masks that are similar. But yeah, not ripping off Yeti. Thank God they're not selling. But yeah, I really, we've all had to adapt, because that's also another thing. It's like the heat index last week was like 108 degrees here. So in the middle of the day, wearing a mask through every interaction is quite the
No,
experience.
I have to wear them for maybe like a half an hour at a time, and
Yeah.
it's hellish. And I think about you guys, but then I think about the people in the hospitals wearing them
Yeah.
for, and you see their faces are just lined, and they're wearing them like tight and couple. Yeah, it's nuts. It's
Yeah.
super nuts. And then, so what are your hour what are your hours right now? And then let's talk about the classes too.
Yeah, so we are back in full swing. We are open Wednesday through Sunday. We open at 11 a.m. and we are there till we're selling out a little bit early sometimes, just because trying to figure out the food, how much food to make has been, it's always a challenge. Right now, I think we want to make sure that we're selling out. But yeah, so we're there till like 8 or 9 Wednesday through Sunday. The coffee shop that we're at, so normally it's a rowdy place in the evenings, and people can kind of come to party. They're closing a little bit earlier, but we're for now. And then we're talking about maybe potentially doing some later evening stuff in maybe late August and September, in like on Friday and Saturday nights. But we could try to kind of keep it fresh.
Food wise, that people say people are listening that don't know your food, how can you
Yeah.
describe your food? What's the best way
Well,
to?
we call our food New School Barbecue, meaning it's not just brisket, ribs, and sausage. So we are inspired by taking locally sourced whole animals when we can get them, and other locally sourced, sometimes offcuts. We do like beef cheeks in the style, little beef cheeks in the style of brisket. So we take beef cheeks and we trim them. We season them and smoke them and confit them, like little mini briskets, and they kind of come out like little fist-sized chunks of barky deliciousness.
Oh, gosh.
I would say that is our flagship item at this point, and people really come out, and we sell out of those first every day. We do Akaushi briskets on Saturdays and Sundays, so really delicious, high quality, like highest quality briskets where you can really find locally. So Akaushi means that it is a breed of cow that is crossed, it's a Wagyu breed. It's crossed with Angus. Breeds this really beautiful, well marbled brisket. Obviously a little pricier, but we can only get a handful of them. So we do, what we can to get some. We do a handful of briskets every day, and when they're gone, they're gone. We also allow people to pre-order online for the next day, which is unique and different from what we were doing pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, I know I want 2 pounds of brisket for Saturday on a Thursday, you can go ahead and pre-order it on our website and then come pick it up. And we'll either run it out to you curbside if that's what you're most comfortable with, or you can come in and engage with us at Cosmic from 6 feet away and eat outdoors.
And that's, and you'll deliver it to their table, or do they come up to the...
They come up. We've created like a 6-foot barrier.
Oh, cool.
And like we have a table outside of the truck. And we have a contactless Bluetooth payment system via Square. So similar barbecue dynamic, like traditional barbecue dynamic, but at this point we're packaging a lot for takeaway. Or, you know, if people are uncomfortable coming out, leaving their car, you know, we don't want to marginalize those guests. So we're running out. We'll run out to your car too.
And also you do have some vegetarian options that are very unique to a
barbecue. Yeah, yeah. Daniel Vaughn actually came yesterday to eat the vegetarian.
That's option. What reminded me. I knew about it, but it reminded me.
Yeah. So we are doing a smoked beet option, which is just like smoked sliced beets. Pretty straightforward. And we're also offering smoked cauliflower. We call them cauliflower burnt ends because they're basically cooked twice. We smoke them with a harissa paste on the smoker first. And then we basically grill them in the firebox so they get kind of crunchy and they have a nice, I mean, it's a vegetable bark, but really good, really, you know, kind of spicy and tangy and light and vegan. So it's nice to be able to offer people that are vegetarians or vegans a barbecue experience without having to fully commit. Because obviously we love meat. We love the products we get. We love our farmers. But in Austin, Texas, it's also important to make sure that we can offer a well-rounded mm-hmm. experience. Or even, you know, if people that come back often. I'm also there. I'm there every day, right? So I also don't, I can't afford to eat, you know, our whole hog every day, right? So, you know, I can't, my health cannot afford it.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's nice to change it up. You know, Evan has been kind of on a, since I would say last fall, Evan's lost a lot of weight and he's been more health conscious. So it's nice to have some options that are more well-rounded. So you can actually experience Leroy and Lewis on a regular basis and be guilt-free.
Yeah, and eat multiple days there. And if that's,
yeah, exactly. And also just have a well-rounded meal too, right? You know, you can get your meat. You know, we're also trying to really focus on selling plates too, because barbecue restaurants don't make money on selling meat. They make money selling desserts or sides or other, I would say, cheaper on the front end things, right? That we use our creativity to develop into something that's delicious. So we've been trying to focus on selling plates and trying to also have some other like snackable, shareable options. So we don't just sell, you know, because when we have beef cheeks and brisket on the menu, we won't sell anything else. Once that's gone, then people are like, oh, now I'll read the rest of the menu.
that's kind of funny.
Yeah, which I mean, and that's just the nature of Texas barbecue, right? Mm-hmm. But we're trying to train people to also, you know, get a little bit of brisket and get some beef cheeks, but also try something else at this point, too.
Yeah. Well, that's also good to know, too, because that'll get maybe in people's mind that those other things are what you should get, too, to help your local restaurant.
Exactly. And also, it's great. It's great to try them, right? And, like, if no one buys them, then they're going to leave the menu. Mm-hmm. Or you're not going to get any, like, if you, for example, every dish that we put on a menu evolves over time, unless you're just a really great chef or you have a lot of, you're overly confident, right? You know, every menu item kind of evolves to like, to be better. And a lot of that is through feedback, seeing the dish over and over and over. And, you know, and so it's important for people to kind of try. And if you don't like, you know, if you come and get the cauliflower and you don't like it, because you're not a cauliflower person, like most of the time you're going to like it. And if you don't like it, well, you know, make sure you get something you do like.
And how nice would it be if you started to really like cauliflower? And then
exactly. You, yeah.
Well, it's very inexpensive at a supermarket. So
yeah, exactly. And people are cooking more at home than ever.
Yes.
So, you know, we're really trying to inspire people to make good food at home.
And beets too. They should put their beets, they should smoke them, they could put them in like balsamic. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things you can do with beets.
Yeah, yeah.
We put ours also in our barbecue sauce. All of our, it's interesting, people come and they're like, do you have a regular barbecue sauce? Before they try the beet barbecue sauce. And I'm like, no, this is our regular barbecue sauce.
Oh yeah,
sauce.
That's true.
Yeah, so our barbecue sauce is just Texas style barbecue sauce, but we add smoked beets, and that just adds a level of like flavor and earthiness, but not super sweet, not super scary.
And then also for the new school, the university, you have two sets of classes coming up, right?
Yeah. So we, like I said, in late February, we had our first session, and it was wonderful and very well received. So we had plans to do it again this summer. Obviously, we want to offer an experience for people that are cooking at home to, you know, to be able to come to our home and engage with us and also learn. We pretty much go through most of our menu. We teach people, you know, trimming and, you know, the butchery and seasoning and smoking. And Brad and Evan, you know, this time it's going to be even more intimate because we are doing two smaller classes, right? So we're doing two smaller classes of under 10 students each. We raised the price a little bit to make it viable to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think there's going to be a lot of one-on-one interaction. There's going to be some hands-on time, you know, so it's going to be great. We're really excited about it. We're really committed to making sure it's a safe and healthy, you know, environment. But at the same time, we're going to have a lot of fun. And it's always interesting to see, you know, our students at our last session all met each other and made friends and are now, you know, they post a lot about the stuff they're making at home and travel, you know. And, you know, I saw that sometimes, you know, people that kind of live in the same region will like travel to visit each other's barbecue restaurants. And we, you know, because we've had a lot of professionals and also a lot of amateurs.
Is it like before Friday through Sunday?
Yeah, it's Friday, so we'll do a like welcome event on Friday night, and then we will like class starts super early in the morning on Saturday, and we'll take a break in the afternoon on Saturday because it's very hot. We'll come back Saturday evening and finish some of the stuff that is on the pit from earlier in the day, and then have like a steak night or something fun. We did a steak night last time. I think they might do some ribs or something, cook something, you know, more traditional this time, in addition to the stuff that we do.
Okay.
And then Sunday, you know, Brad does a pit class. Last time we also brought in some other really wonderful people from our community to teach or be on a panel.
Yeah, I saw that panel, yeah.
Yeah, it was, that panel was great. Yeah. I was really proud of the panel. This year, obviously, we were very sensitive to bringing in additional people to like, you know, the core group. So we're trying to come up with a creative way to bring people in, or at least have a important question and answer session, because I think a lot of people are coming with different perspectives. I think a lot of people are starting to do pop-ups or start their own mm-hmm. truck or have this idea that that's what they want to do and don't really know how to get going. And some people are just there to meet other people and have fun and cook in their backyard.
Well, that's what I was looking forward to. And I was actually, it sucks too, because I was writing like two or three people. They're like, oh, you're coming. And then I had to write and say, yeah. No. I'm not coming.
Yeah, we're like, well, buddy, don't worry. You're on the list. You're on the roster. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. So it'll eventually happen when it's meant to be.
Buy some gift cards.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll do a class. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll do anything again to support you guys. And I know you have to leave in 3 minutes. But is there anything else? Is there anything else you want to give before?
No. I mean, thank you so much for the opportunity to, you know, talk with you. I know that Evan and Brad are on camera a lot, so it's nice to kind of jump in. And it's always funny, people, especially for the class, you know, my name is Sawyer Lewis, so people always think I'm a dude. No, like, I can't wait to learn from you, sir. And sometimes I'll respond and be like, just so you know, I'm a woman. So just so you know, like you don't feel awkward, you know, when I'm like, hey, yeah, we've talked on the email.
That's
but, we would love to see, you know, anyone from all over the country. We have people. I think if you feel comfortable traveling, you know, we want to make sure that people feel safe at our class. And, you know, if you're coming through Texas or you live in the neighborhood, you know, make sure to come and see us and buy merch, you know, the shameless plug, buy merch, buy a gift, all those things, and support your local barbecue joints, because so important right now.
You have your sauce online too, right?
We do. Okay. And actually, oh, this is also a fun plug. We're doing, we're putting out a hot barbecue sauce, a hot sauce, and a Szechuan like spicy rub tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool. Which
will be Friday. It'll go live because we're doing our heat week. So Heat Week is next week, and that means we do 5 spicy specials. And if you come and eat all of the specials throughout the week, you get an item of merch and also a gift card. But if you're in California and you want to have your own Heat Week, yeah, you can buy our products online and also our beef barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's really cool. I didn't know. Okay. And I think I always see Jimmy. I think Jimmy always does all 5 days, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy always does 5 days. I haven't seen Jimmy in a minute. Jimmy is one of our biggest supporters. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping we'll see Jimmy next week.
I think he'll be coming out. I think he's being careful just like everyone else is. Yeah. It seems like I'm starting to see people on the periphery, people that I follow, going out more.
Yeah, I mean, I think Daniel Vaughn made his first Austin stop yesterday, so it's a big move.
I think it is. It's important. It's funny, like, that everyone knew that he was out. Like, it's
I didn't know, actually. I didn't know. He came out. I was at the commissary yesterday, and then Evan, like, put in our thing, and he came by, so... I love Daniel, so I'm so sorry to miss him. But
what can you do? It's a weird world.
I'll see him again.
Yes, definitely, and hopefully, you know, face to face, like in a different scenario too.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be in a dark bar drinking Coors Originals, because
that would be
love that.
Exactly. I know. Jeez, I can't wait till that's a reality, and it will be. It's like it's everything we've polio. There's been Spanish flu. There's been things. So. So someone said, like, I don't think a vaccine, like, something will happen. We have pretty smart people on the planet, so something's going to happen.
It's true. We do have a lot of smart people on the planet.
Yeah. A lot of dumb people, too.
And a lot of dumb people. Yeah, we're really figuring that out, too. But
they're not watching or listening to this, so we don't have to worry about that.
I have my faith in all of the good, smart people.
So do I. Definitely. Yeah. Okay, say hi to the guys.
Okay. Another interesting day.